Hello, we're conducting a survey here to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say dissatisfied. Very okay. Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you, sir. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First issue, democracy.
As far as it being an issue, that's a 10.
Okay. Climate change.
Who, you said traffic?
No, climate change.
Oh, that's zero. That's not an issue at all. That's fake science.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with science, but I went to school for science.
Okay. Thank you. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Kindergarten through 12th grade education.
10.
Okay. Abortion rights.
Oh man, that's NA. I'm not a woman, so I don't got a voice on that.
Okay, so not an important issue?
I'm not saying that at all. Okay. I'm saying it's not an issue for me because I'm not a woman. No answer.
If your opinion from 0 to 10, just an opinion.
That's all. Sir, if you don't mind, I really don't have an opinion on it. I don't know what it's like to give birth. I don't know what it's like to, be willing to give up a child or not willing. I cannot relate to that at all.
Okay, so would you say like a 5, something in between 0 to 10?
I would not say that because okay. I don't agree with that at all.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
As far as 10, I say 10.
Okay.
Only because just people not educated, so that's the problem.
Okay.
That's kind of stuff when it exists with people just as educated.
Okay. Immigration.
As far as it being an issue,
yes, sir.
That's not an issue.
Okay. Voting rights.
The right to vote, a 10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. Healthcare.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
Reproductive freedom. Oh, like
yes.
In China, you can only have 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you saying like for the United States or for the world?
No. This would be for the nation, community, United States.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in America, we don't have any stipulations when it comes to reproduction. So,
okay.
I think that's not like a minor. That's a very minor issue.
Okay.
So I'd say like a 2.
Okay. Crime and violence.
Crime and violence, like a 6. I mean,
okay.
a lot of this stuff really got to do with the first question, like the issue with democracy. If democracy is a perfect thing if it's done correctly, but
okay.
If, when it's not done correctly and the people give all the power to the politicians and people like that, then it's definitely not the correct way to do democracy. Democracy is the government for the people, but if the people have no voice or power, the democracy is definitely broken.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, your opinion on crime and violence would be?
Like a 6.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Okay.
A lot of student loan debts is pretty much like you talking about children that signing up for something they don't understand. So just imagine if you took a child in a bank and said, "Here, we're gonna give you this money," and not really explain to you like the longevity to that. That's definitely like a 10. That's manipulation by adults to children.
Okay. So going back to the immigration and abortion rights, from 0 to 10, where would you, we're not leaving untouched.
I think I need the immigration. I think immigration like a 2.
Okay.
It's not like a.
Okay. Abortion rights, back on that, not to leave it blank.
What's your opinion on abortion rights, 0 to 10? That'll be issue.
No. It's your opinion that we want to hear. You know, it's not my opinion. It's yours. It matters. You know. So.
I don't think I should have an opinion on it. I think that's the fairest thing. It's for me to not have an opinion on it.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
0 to 10. Where would you fall?
I in the middle. Put me in the middle.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, as many as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Probably like a 1.
Okay.
The thing about it is, like, if the whole community is miseducated and they're not voting locally, Why would I show up and vote for the president? And I know that y'all didn't show up and vote for your commissioner. You didn't vote for your district attorney. You didn't vote for your sheriff. You didn't vote for the person that sit on the chair at the city hall. You wasted your time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Indian?
I identify as an American. Nothing other than that. I was born in America.
Okay.
I'm an American.
Okay.
And I think that's the problem too. We aren't able to identify properly, and so therefore we can't have a voice at the UN because we're talking about the African American. There's no nation in the world that's African American. You cannot go to Africa, America.
Okay.
I think that's an issue as far as identity, being able to identify properly. That's an issue. That's a 10.
Okay. Would you say white or black?
For American, color Americans, it's not white or black. If I say I'm black, then that's me saying I'm African American. I am an American.
Okay.
You know, we born in America. You're either American or you're not American. And when you go to the UN, they're not asking, in the African Americans, no, we don't have an African American nation at the UN, so we can't identify as African Americans. Because nationally, we won't have a voice.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. So thank you very much for your opinion. That concludes the questions, okay? You have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.